you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after five, ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. In whatever capacity you are listening to us, wherever, etc. We appreciate the surfing fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Apologies for being late. I'm blaming it on my tablet.
Yes.
I was lounging on the sofa here at Crab Diving Studios, pulling stories on my tablet for the show. And for some reason, the little fucking clock on there still says it is like 3:50-something local time. It's like 15 minutes slow. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, that's our struggle. What's your struggle?
That's Mein Kampf today.
Right.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what up, America? I read an article that says the noose is tightening around the Schittler's neck. What do you think? Are we getting close to the end of this shit?
Quite possibly. Yeah. I think, maybe, yeah.
Who knows?
Because
fuck him. Hey. Hey, clown.
We have got all kinds of shit for you today. A lot of news going on, a lot of bullshit from the right. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yay!
You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
That's right, baby.
I am gonna get to everything's discombobulated here for a second, because I came in here leisurely starting to set up the
I was thinking, God, you're cutting it close,
Crab Diving Studio, and you're like, it's 4 o'clock, and I was like, well, not quite. And then shit. Okay, anyway.
Shit happens.
My fault.
Right.
Completely my fault. Doesn't I'll have myself matter. Flogged later.
Who cares?
My Who usual Craigslist hookup.
Oh yeah.
I guess we might as well get right to the news and see what the headlines are. I just saw the headline over to the HuffPost, so I know what it'd be.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August the 7th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's fate.
Huff Post.
Hey, boy.
Same headline. Peter Thiel.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
A billionaire, let's call him a dickwad.
Is this the PayPal fuckface?
Yeah, he's one of the founders of the PayPal.
Right.
I believe with Elon Musk, too, right? Wasn't he one of the founders?
I don't know.
A much more benevolent billionaire dickwad.
He just, didn't Elon Musk just build a solar roof or something?
Yeah, roof tiles that are going to hopefully revolutionize everything. I'm sure all the Republicans are against them.
A little too late, probably.
The He's also really pushing the advancement of battery technology, which once that is pretty much mastered, then all of our problems we'll never need oil again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what they do in Silicon Valley? A lot of these places have electric car charging stations for their employees. So the employees buy two batteries. They put one in their car, and then they have the other one charging, but then the extra one they power their house on.
Right. That's what
it's fucking brilliant.
Was one of Elon Musk's plans was to have these batteries that come out, and then you can charge the battery at home, but then you can also run your home on the same batteries. So
that makes a lot of sense.
If you can like you said, some of these people are double dipping,
right,
and filling up their power at work and then powering their house with that. These rich guys, these rich Silicon Valley assholes, that's
absolutely,
you know, that's what they need to save more money. God bless their little hearts. I got a couple stories. It's for some reason it's e-pitchforks and virtual torches day, because a lot of the stories I'm seeing are just making me think.
Is
the,
it a lot
the
of
guillotine
evil oligarchs from Silicon Valley?
Yeah, it makes me think the e-guillotine or the guillotine companies are going to be firing up pretty soon.
Right.
But no, there's just so many stories about just 1% or assholery and dick fuckery.
And they, you know, and do you think they really give a shit that, do they care about Trump, these rich people? Do they give a fuck? I mean, because anything that happens in the government, if you're so rich, are you even touched or affected by it? I mean, if you're white and straight.
I don't think they care. I think they want, well, a couple of them, we'll get to the stories. Like, one of them is one billionaire who's, like, all pissed off that Trump might raise his taxes. A billionaire.
Oh, fuck you.
Forbes, I think.
You should be pissed off at Trump for other reasons, dickhead.
So Peter Thiel, one of these kings of ass fuckery, and he's the guy who, isn't he the one that sued and torpedoed Gawker?
Yes.
Brought it down because Gawker outed him, which I don't think is good either, but...
Yes. Didn't he do that with Hulk Hogan? Wasn't that weird story?
But Thiel, his initial butthurt, no pun intended, was because
initial butthurt,
they outed him and as a homosexual,
right?
And he had this huge grudge for the longest time, and then he funded Hulk Hogan's case,
yes,
suing them when Hulk Hogan, when they released that really gross sex video of Hulk Hogan.
Oh my god, I never saw that.
Without his permission, published a sex tape, and Hogan won, and sent Gawker into bankruptcy. It's gone. I mean, the hundreds of millions of dollars they won, or $100 million, or some ridiculously high.
That was a huge site, man.
And then plus lawyer fees and everything, but that was it. They even Hulk Hogan, a world famous wrestler, and all his money wouldn't have really been able to afford to take on something as big as Gawker, which is part of our problem, too. This is how shitbags like Trump have won for so long. Trump is famous for just whipping out a team of lawyers to scare people and intimidate people and just out-litigate people who can't afford to go through the whole process. They might end up winning, but they can't get that far because no lawyers will, you know, you got to find a lawyer that'll work for free or on contingency or something like that. And
Trump
good luck.
Is a bully, man. In every sense, he's a bully.
Yeah,
that's who he is. He punches down.
I thought the big headlines would be about Blumenthal. We'll get to that, too. Speaking of bullying, but
the twatter storm.
Today's Festivus storm. He's working real hard out there at Bedminster. I'm working hard.
I'd rather him not do anything. I like that he was going on vacation. It's better, isn't it? I mean, because he doesn't do anything good.
What does he do at all?
Bad shit. He emboldens racists. He signs those executive which emboldens racists.
A lot of it is caused by his tweeting. A lot of the shit gets caused by his tweets and everything. I mean, I don't know if we'd
be
here. Well,
the insidious shit that he does, like, with regulations and things like that, you know, like through businesses and crap like that. That sucks. Like the little things, I guess.
Peter Thiel, they're saying, is now quietly, he was a big Trump sucker.
Yes.
And now behind the scenes, it appears that he is not so optimistic. They're saying that he is privately worried about the success of the Trump administration.
Oh, shit.
Several associates of Thiel said he made disparaging comments about Trump's presidency in private while continuing to support Trump publicly. Well,
fuck that's, you, Peter.
That's kind of how things work. That's kind of how these people work. They'll support you in private.
Yes.
Or in public, and then turn around and stab you right in the gut.
Peter, you know, fuck you, man. Fuck you so hard for propping up this racist dickhead. I mean, he's worried about the success of the Trump presidency. What does that even mean? What's his idea of a successful Trump presidency?
Quote, two people are saying that they heard him at an event say, quote, there's a 50% chance this whole thing ends in disaster. And that was in January, right at the beginning. Right. And now recently at an event in May, they're saying they heard him describe Trump, the administration, as incompetent.
No.
The
incompetent. Yeah. At best treasonous.
Oh God.
I mean,
well, and, several commenters said that proof that this Peter Thiel is just a human fidget spinner.
He's human garbage.
Because you can't tell where he's going to be on what, because he's gay.
Yeah.
And he's supporting the Trump administration. And even in January, he said, quote, I think Trump is very good on gay rights.
How does he figure that? How the fuck does he figure that? You know what's shitty? Is because people will hear him say that and think, well, it must be true. He's a prominent businessman. He seems to know what he's doing. He's gay.
The, oh, God. His name has been floated for several major roles during Trump's tenure, including, at one point, Supreme Court Justice nominee.
Fucking vomit. What the fuck? What the fuck would he know about? He's a fucking startup guy.
But then he said in January that he did not plan to take any jobs at within the Trump administration. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that Peter Thiel.
Yes.
Is
he supposed to be a genius?
Is taping over his mouth.
Yes.
And not going to be filleting the president no more.
Right.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with being gay.
We should make a list of all these assholes that have supported Trump, all these prominent fuckers. We shouldn't forget who the fuck they are. Because, I mean, really, he's propping up a racist and a tyrant. And Peter Thiel's support comes at the expense of black people and gay people and trans people. I mean, really, he's a shithead.
But Trump's base has never been bigger, Ryan, according to Festivus Monday.
Oh, right. And that Kaylee person, whoever that is.
Over at
that
the
fucking
asshole. The Twitter stream of the real Donald Trump.
Ooh.
The Ryan's talking about Kaylee McInerney, who's right. We'll get to her. She's
dickhead
heading up the new Trumpian propaganda channel. I guess she also got another gig as RNC or something, but I gotta find the headline. Over at the Twitter, the Festivus feed,
yes,
today, started. Good God, I'm still scrolling. Started 11 hours ago.
Oh shit.
So it is 4:20. Happy 4:20, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Spark one up. It's 4:20 p.m. live if you're listening to us here on this Monday. 11
Legalize.
Hours, 11 hours ago would be 5:20 a.m. or 6:20 Eastern.
Okay.
So at 6:20 this a.m., the president opens up with, the failing New York Times, which has made every wrong prediction about me, including my big election win, parentheses, apologized, is totally inept.
Wait. He's saying the New York Times apologized for...
Well, they kind of did for
getting it wrong. I mean, everybody predicted he was going to lose.
Yes.
Some biglier than others. The HuffPo being one of them. I remember we even talked about how the HuffPo was kind of a little crazy, saying it was like a 98. Remember? At one point, HuffPo was like, 98% chance Hillary's going to win. And even sane people at that point were like, well, come on.
Well, but I mean, you know, also
2% is still a chance, by the way.
How would you have figured his chances if you would have known the extent of the Russian collusion? If you would have known the extent of the fake news and the media gulags and, you know, and all the bullshit propping.
Would it have mattered?
Schindler's, what do you mean?
Is the question?
Yes.
You think?
Are you fucking kidding me?
We knew a lot of it. He's a pussy grabber. He's a philanderer. He's a cheater, a liar, a
fraud.
We knew
a lot of it. People in California, New York, and San Francisco knew a lot of it. Those electoral votes were already taken care of. How do you account for the people in fucking Pennsylvania and Wisconsin? You know?
Well, right. But we've talked about why they flipped. Are you suggesting that if they would have known about the Russian collusion, they're not now? How much more evidence could there be aside from a picture with Uncle Nipples balls deep in Don's asshole? How much more evidence do they need to suggest that there was collusion? And they're not dropping these hardcore trampolines.
No, you're right.
Dropping
it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah.
It's just such a horrible wave of xenophobia and racism and anti-gay. Well, it's a wave of angry white butthurt.
Right. But, I mean, had I known that, the extent of it, that fucking Jared and all these dickheads were taking meetings with that weird Russian lawyer and all this cloak and dagger shit was going on, I might have favored Trump a little more.
You would have?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that he's it's interesting that a lot of the stories that have come out like over the weekend are showing the cracks in the big old asshole dam.
Yummy.
That it appears that more and more more and more Republicans are maybe starting to realize that this wasn't kind of the way to go.
No, I think what it means is they're seeing that compromising.
Well, they're not getting scruples.
Yes.
By any stretch of the imagination, but they're realizing that the only way to save their own balls.
Yeah.
Figuratively.
They're recalibrating.
And labia for the ladies. Yeah. Ovaries is the equivalent.
Yes.
The only way to save their parts is to, I don't know, kind of do what the people want that elected them to go there.
Yeah.
And the curtain's been pulled back. There was an article somewhere over the weekend, basically, that the big lie that the GOP has been telling, the main lie that they've been telling for almost 8 years, just shat in their faces. It just blew up.
Right.
The Obamacare.
That they'd be able to repeal it if they got the Senate and the
yeah,
Congress?
And they told those assholes that 7 years ago. Send me to Congress and I'll repeal Obamacare. When they knew they couldn't. That's why that one asshole is suing. The one GOP supporter.
Nah.
It'll probably go nowhere, but there's a butthurt GOP supporter. Not even a zillionaire. He gave $800 or something like that. But he's claiming he's got standing because they were lying to him all these years. And now that they're in charge of everything, they're still not repealing Obamacare, which is he's stupid enough for being fleeced to think that that's what needs to be done. But nonetheless, that's what they did.
Right.
That's their own bad leadership. They're going back to the town halls and saying, send me there and I'm going to scrub the black out of healthcare.
No, they couldn't repeal it. Not only could they not repeal it, I mean, they didn't even have any ideas. I mean, the nerve of the GOP to say Obamacare is killing us, but we don't have anything to replace it with. God, that's bonkers.
Right.
That makes it even worse. If they think Obamacare is so deadly and so horrible, they don't even have a way to save us from it, but they think it needs to go away. What the fuck good are they?
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
they're the biggest do-nothing Congress.
I mean, really, they suck.
Since, I don't know, let's call it the last Congress.
Yeah.
Since John Boehner, the orange Oompa Loompa guy, He was orange before our president was. Interesting.
Oh, that's right.
He kind of usurped the orange title in the Oompa Loompa jokes.
Actually, all those guys look pretty fucking tan. I mean, John Kerry, I remember. I mean,
is one thing, but
yeah,
Trump has got a weird hue to him.
There was a time when John Kerry was running for president, and all of a sudden he showed up somewhere, and he's very orange looking. And
oh, really?
I remember thinking, God, a little too much time, a little windsurfer at Martha's Vineyard, maybe. God, you rich fucker.
Trump's is obviously fake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. They might be out, actually getting sun, ordering pool boys around or something.
Ordering pool boys.
So over at the Drudge Report, let's give some fair and equal time to those that don't think as much as we do.
No, or don't think. Well, they're racist. They think a lot, about stupid shit. Skin color. Things like that.
The Drudge Report. Don't forget, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Or
if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, which I just said.
Fuck all.
Over at the Drudge Report, I was waiting for it to load. I don't know why. It's a fucking aggregate page. There's nothing fancy about Drudge's page.
I'll tell you why it sucks.
It takes so long
this
sometimes.
This cable probably sucks because we live in America. We have shitty internet.
Oh, brother.
Yes?
This is going to drive me crazy if this is what I think it is. It says Eclipse Fear. Many states preparing for historic eclipse like a natural disaster.
What the fuck what does that mean?
What? This is a CBS story it's leading to. Americans across the United States, America, will see the country's first coast-to-coast solar eclipse in 99 years, while millions are getting ready to watch on October 21st. Local authorities are treating the event more like a natural disaster and preparing for the worst. They're saying, oh, it's because of the tourist. It's touristy.
Oh, okay.
For God's sake. The eclipse's path, where the moon will almost completely block the sun, the totality, covers a 70-mile-wide lane that will cut across 12 states from Oregon to South Carolina. 12 million people in the path.
Yes.
But they're saying that they're predicting anywhere from 2 to 7.5 million traveling into the path
to see it,
to see the full eclipse.
Well, can't we just get a picture of it?
Several small towns and less populated states are preparing to see their populations double or triple leading up to the event. Several counties in Idaho and Oregon have already issued emergency declarations. Local officials are citing increased public safety risks. Well, they're just worried about all the assholes that are going to show up.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was like some end times. Jesus is coming. This is the ball sack of the Lord going over the sun, not the moon.
So let me understand. Drudge is doing a story about how a lot of people are going to get together in the same place and stare up at the fucking sky at the same fucking thing.
Is it that slow of a news morning? I mean, at HuffPo, they're talking about Peter Thiel. Who gives five fucks?
And I mean, don't we still have a fucking tyrannical racist dick mouth in the fucking
but he's on vacation.
POTUS?
He's on vacation. It's not vacation. Oh, yeah. Where was it? Wait, I have 1,000 more tweets to read. Okay. That's the headline over there. It's ridiculous.
Fuck you, Drudge. Eclipse, you guys are losers.
Eclipse fear.
Who cares? Fuck off.
There's all kinds of red headlines, though. Let's see what they're upset about over at the Drudge Report. Miami drops sanctuary for Trump.
Oh, all the sanctuary city shit.
Meanwhile, Rahm Emanuel's doing just the opposite. They're suing the fuck out of him.
Yeah, hell yeah. Rahm Emanuel's doing something good. Who'd have thought?
Another one says Brock plots media assault on Trump.
Oh, shit.
This is some website called Media Equalizer.
Right. What is Brock? Who is that? Brock.
It says Oh, he's going after Media Matters. Okay, so this is a right-wing nut job website, Media Equalizer, that right. apparently is around to attack Media Matters, which is a liberal media site, which was very instrumental in bringing down Dildo Riley.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And Ailes, even.
Yes.
By calling out and sticking to the story of the sexual harassment and everything. And right. now they've got their sights set on Hannity.
Oh, shit.
For single-handedly pushing the Seth Rich bullshit over at Faux News.
But isn't Hannity more into movies now? He's like a mogul.
He's a big mogul.
Producing films with the great Kevin Sorbo.
So the headline here says, silencing all opposition voices inside the Media Matters playbook. They're so crazy. I love that. It's big in the Christianist world also, in that you're trying to silence them when you call them out on their bullshit. You're saying what you say is horrible. It's hate filled. And we're not going to listen to it. We're not going to hire you. We're not going to go to your stupid Chick-fil-A. We're not going to do shit. And they're like, First Amendment, blah, 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 you're trying to silence us.
No.
And that's the same thing that they're saying here, is that Media Matters, by calling these assholes out on what they say and do.
They mainly play clips of what shitheads say.
Right. They are trying to silence them.
Yeah. That's so funny. That is so Trumpian. How dare you say what I said?
Right. That's not fair.
You said it, dumbass.
You can't play tapes of me. I said that 5 seconds ago.
Right. They're always out of context, and I never understand them. You ever notice that? The conservatives are like, well, you just don't understand. No, I get
it. Benghazi.
You're racist. Or you're, you know.
What about itis?
Right.
Kelly, there was a big story over the weekend. Kellyanne Gables was on one of the shows,
Skeks,
and
Barbie.
She literally went Benghazi, and they called her out on it. They were talking about Russia or something, and she went Benghazi, and they said, why are you talking about Benghazi? What
God
does that have to
it.
Do with the current situation? And she was like, well, it's just the way the media, blah, 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 you know.
What are the chances that asshole gets tangled up in this Mueller probe?
Which asshole?
Kellyanne Conway. Do you think she's going to be, you think she colluded?
I hope so. Because, maybe. You know, I mean, she may just be this has nothing to do with her gender.
Yes.
A whore. Yeah. A paid shill who sacrificed every shred of humanity.
Well, she betrayed the country.
To work for this person.
Those people betrayed the country. If you look at the shit he's doing to some people. I mean, you know, it makes me sick that Sean Spicer is like talking about, oh, I got a book deal. I'm getting an agent and all this other bullshit.
He's probably thrilled.
God, I know, but he's a fucking asshole.
Spicy's on vacation now. He's like, woo.
I mean, don't you think these guys that work for Trump and his cabinet, they're just propping up his, like...
Spicy came in later, though. I mean,
authoritarian?
He was an RNC guy who Reince kind of brought in.
But he
may not know anything. And he was kind of a stooge. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily think that Spicer will go down for any Russian collusion. Kellyanne,
right.
maybe, because she was his
She
was his campaign manager after Manafort went bye-bye.
That's right. That's true. I mean, but I think there's a special level of evil, though, to the people that actually helped Schittler, because we could all see he's an authoritarian, he's a strong man, and he's racist, and he punches down. But yet people that know better are going to lend their name to this guy to prop him up. It's a betrayal.
Are you suggesting that poor Sarah Huckabee Sanders isn't a...
I'm
being
saying,
used.
Right.
She knows what she's into.
Yeah. I think those people in the cabinet of Schittler, they should be lucky that they're in this country. Because if it was a different country where evil totalitarian regimes get taken out.
Well, look at Venezuela.
In violent means.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Reince Priebus would have been in jail.
Right.
Would have been sent to the gulags.
Absolutely.
As would we.
Yes. Everybody would have been in the fucking gulags.
Gulags for all.
But Kellyanne Conway is going to get a book deal. She's going to go on a speaking tour. She's
going to
be
not.
Better for propping up an authoritarian. Her life will be better.
Maybe.
I guess.
Like, she may be in the crosshairs, but we shall see. There's. I saw in the extreme lefty gossip sphere, I saw rumors of a couple things. One is that they think these RICO things, this RICO charges that are specific to New York, this money laundering and everything, that they definitely implicate Uday Kuse and Ivanka.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All three kids, because they were involved in Trump Enterprises or Trump, whatever the fuck, Trump Limited, Trump Company.
Oh, yes.
And possibly involved in this Russian money laundering bullshit.
You know, and they probably all make fun of Tiffany. They're like, ah, Tiffany's not doing shit. She's never going to be anything.
She's the smart
one, yeah. Yeah, now look. She's not indicted.
And then the other thing was that not covered a lot, but is also being investigated, are criminal human trafficking charges against Trump modeling for importing underage models. Not only underage, but putting them to work illegally without green cards, without authorization. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, and I remember we covered a bit of this story before the election.
And it closed. They ended up they're closing it because of these investigations. It was being investigated before. And they ended up, I think, closing the doors of it.
Yes.
And then, you know, everything happened, and God, there's just too much. There's just too much to keep track
of.
That's
how racist people are.
But that might be one of the big ones.
People are so racist.
Ultimately brings him down.
That they voted for him, and they knew that story was out there. I mean, we did the story. There were shenanigans with his modeling company.
Shenanigans with everything.
But human trafficking, even. I mean, God
mobbed
damn.
Mobbed up with the casinos.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, and all this fucking stories about him forcing himself on women and the harassment. Nobody cares. God, it's so depressing.
So those are your headlines, ladies and germs.
Yes.
Lots else going on. In fact, I do have a very brief, or a couple of stories here, as soon as I can find my When Animals Get Pissed drop.
Oh, shit. Is it snakes?
You know, you think
it
would be
fucking snakes,
alphabetical,
man.
But, you know, there's something with this program. It's really
weird. There's a picture, speaking of snakes, there's this picture going around the internet, and it's all these little, I don't know, they're light brown colored pythons, and they're all curled up. And if you look at them for a second, they look like a tray of glazed donuts.
Oh, but not.
Not. It's a joke. It's supposed to be funny.
When animals get pissed.
God, I put that together so ghetto.
What?
I put that together so ghetto.
Right. I love it.
We may be dropping in and out according to my...
great.
According to my buffer thing here.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll help or hurt. But I'll plug in the Ethernet cable. In 1 second. The story that we have here for animals, When Animals Get Pissed, the first one.
Yes.
Is out of New York City.
Fuck you.
And it says there's outrage on the Upper West Side this weekend with parents saying huge rats are ruining their visits to the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Wait. Hey, you know, speaking of rats, did you know the Hooters in Hollywood was shut down because in Hollywood, California?
Is that confirmed? I know you heard about it.
Yes, I think it is. It was closed down for rats or some bullshit like that. That's so fucking horrible.
Did it have
horrible.
An A before, I wonder?
Oh, I used to go there and do stand-up, and Hooters is really a kind of, you know, no offense, Hooters, you're a gross place to eat. I mean, honestly, lots of them, dude, they're horrible. Hooters
I was at one
disgusting.
In Santa Monica that wasn't.
Oh, God, that one in Santa Monica
was
is gross.
Was it bad?
Fucking too. Oh, it's all horrible.
I don't remember.
They, you know, they don't do a lot to make, you know, basically order the chicken tenders. Order anything that's been fried to death. It's probably
it's bar food, yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. Right? Yeah.
Rats of all sizes have been spotted all over the place at Toll Family Playground in Central Park, New York.
Oh, God.
One woman said, we just got here 20 minutes ago. I saw a mouse in the sprinkler. Then there were three rats just over there on the border.
No shit, man. Those rats are going to take over New York.
Dozens of rats were spotted under a bench in the grass along the border of the playground. Parents are concerned, especially about kids that don't know any better.
Nah.
Oh, look at the kitty.
God. Oh, man, that's
one city councilwoman said the playgrounds in Riverside Park are also among others with rodents.
Yes.
There's been an uptick in rats.
I mean, there's a shit ton of people in New York, man. Probably has something to do with climate change.
Well, it might, yeah. The bins are, she said they're working with to put in what are called big belly bins in some parks to replace the old garbage receptacles the rats can easily get into. The bins are powered by the sun.
Yes.
And are automatic compactors.
Oh, so the...
They're expected to be put in place in the next 6 months. Well,
oh, wow,
go.
That's cool. That, man, there's so much fucking trash. We have to have these special solar-powered trash cans that compact the trash. I mean...
Did you ever have a trash compactor?
No, I did not.
I did in a place in Wisconsin.
Was it
fascinating?
Fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was pretty fun.
from my standpoint, it was right. A toy.
It's fun to watch a trash can crush shit up in the truck. I always enjoyed watching that.
Carrying it out sucked balls, though.
Yes. Was it heavy?
Well, yeah, it's compacted. So, right. And there are these heavy-duty bags. It was the one we had that compacted it to. You would press the button, it would just go and push this metal cube down and smash
right.
The innards.
Then what would you do? Just burn it?
Then you had to... no, we took it. We had to... Well, we were in the middle of nowhere, so we had to go to the dump.
Put it in the river.
We did burn some shit, but...
Yes.
Other stuff you had to take to the dump.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I could put it in the river.
Nobody care. You can do it now. Nobody will give a shit. Put it in a stream. Trump will love it.
So there you go. Giant fucking rats are taking over New
Fuck
York City.
You. Right.
And then... Yeah. This one, there's also a visual. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like our shit.
When the
Share
show's
it.
Over.
Tell your friends about us.
This is Australia.
Hello. Good day.
Very, very bizarre. 16-year-old Sam Canizé.
Hello, Mr. Canizé.
Went to beach.
To beach. Now, let me ask you something. In England and Australia, do you just say went to beach?
I don't think so.
Like hospital, or is that an insane
Anglophile
thing?
I just decided to say it that way. I don't know.
Is that how Madonna says it? I went to beach.
I went to beach.
With Guy Ritchie, I did.
Went for a dip at Brighton's Dendy Street Beach on Saturday night.
In Australia?
After, listen to this.
That's
is from,
stupid.
This is from news.com.au. Went to the take a dip at Brighton's Dendy Street Beach on Saturday night to cool his aching muscles following a rough game of footy.
By cracky, a footy.
Football.
Okay.
Soccer.
Footy.
He was in waist, wading around.
Oh, God.
In, I believe, waist deep water.
You won't be playing footy now, will you?
And it was, I believe, chilly.
Yes.
It was the water was cool.
Right.
It is winter down there, isn't it?
I don't know if they have a winter in Australia. Are they close to the equator or some bullshit like that? Who fucking knows?
He said that it was he felt like pins and needles on his legs, figuring it was the cold.
Right.
Of the water.
It was not.
He got out of the water and had what he thought was sand all over his legs. He was brushing it off.
Oh, yes.
And then his legs began to bleed.
Oh, fuck. What happened?
And bleed profusely.
Oh, God. Why the fuck did you get in the water, dude?
There's a picture that, if you're grossed out by that kind of stuff, you probably shouldn't look at, but it is. It looks like he's wearing red socks.
Ugh. Did he get eaten by
his
a shark?
His legs are bleeding so badly. What they think it is are sea fleas, they call them. They're little tiny crustaceans.
I know what these fucking... These are crabs. They're crabs.
The scavenging crustacean known as... Lycaenacid amphipods.
This dickhead went crab diving.
And that they possibly have some kind of anticoagulant in their little venom that when they bite,
yes,
you keep bleeding so they keep getting more blood. So that's why his legs would not stop bleeding.
Right.
But he had hundreds and hundreds of bites. They've never seen it before. They've never seen something like this before. One guy was saying most times people get a bite by these things and they think it was a tentacle,
right,
from a
jellyfish. Sure.
Like once in a while you feel that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They just get churned up in the surf and the little legs pop off and they sting you.
And most people think it's that, but they don't. They might actually be getting bit by one of these little fuckers,
right.
But they usually don't. They've never swarmed before, is what they're saying. They've never seen a case like
there's
this.
There's an anticoagulant in these little fucking sea flea fuckers.
Well, leeches have that too.
Hey, Kate, I want you to ask God why in the fuck this animal exists. Why do I have to swim in the fucking water with it? Are they in Florida?
I don't know.
I think they have sea fleas here. God, how fucking
shocking
horrible.
Images of his lower legs and feet have been beamed around the world after he went for a dip.
Shocking.
A sample of the creatures that attacked him, leaving him covered in scores of tiny pinprick-sized bites that won't stop bleeding. Stop bleeding.
Jeez.
They were examined by an expert. The father,
yes,
returned to the same spot, grabbed a net,
right,
and was running it through the water, and then they put little pieces of meat in the tray, and you can see all these little fuckers just devouring the meat.
Like little mini piranhas. Who the fuck goes swimming in Australia? I'm not blaming the victim on any level here, but we know there's all kinds of bad shit in the water. If not the sea fleas, it's a box jellyfish. Oh, yeah, and fucking sharks.
While the creatures are not venomous and cause no lasting damage, Sam remains in hospital, unable to walk, because whenever he moves, it opens up the wound. So they're still waiting for the coagulant to go away, anticoagulant.
How does that happen? It just wears off
eventually.
Some shit.
Yeah.
What? Why is there? Why, Ken Ham, would God make a sea flea filled with anticoagulants so when they bite you, you just fucking bleed out? Why the fuck would that be a thing? Why do we need that on the fucking planet? What does that fucking sea flea do for the fucking ecosystem? Can we kill these fuckers?
They're confident. Some university dude there is confident that Sam's bites were caused by sea fleas.
I'm confident I am.
When it happens, you usually brush it off, move, get out of the water. There's no consequence. Whereas in this case, he was standing in cold water for quite a long time.
Yes.
He didn't realize that the pins and needles he was feeling were the crustaceans chewing on his feet.
You know, that is the common denominator of thing. When bad shit happens in the water, it's always, you can always say, they didn't realize, ... And usually you can, you know, it makes sense. They didn't realize there was a shark there. They didn't realize X was had. Well, they were in the fucking water.
He got out of the water, got his shoes, and found blood on his legs.
Yes.
As soon as he wiped them down, they started bleeding again. There's a massive pool of blood on the floor at the hospital.
Massive. Damn, these fucking... Can you imagine?
Oh, what they said probably happened was they don't usually travel in... They don't travel in packs. But once a couple began chewing on his feet and he didn't brush them off because he thought they were pins and needles from
so
the
they
cold.
Swarmed him.
The blood that they were sucking was getting into the water. And the other ones were like,
woohoo!
Oh, yeah, blood in the water.
God damn it, dude. And by the way,
what else likes blood in the water?
Oh, yeah,
by
sharks.
By the BT dubs, yeah.
Right. And by the way, dude, you ignore these sand fleas or whatever the fuck they are. Now anybody else swimming in the water is going to get attacked too, you dickhead. No offense. I mean, God.
It looks, they're good at finding food, they said. It looks really bad in the photo.
They're good at it.
It looks really bad in the photo. His feet looked like they went through a mincer, but it's a superficial injury.
Super.
It's a large area, but it looks pretty terrible. They expect him to recover quickly.
Okay. God, another thing that would piss me off if I was this guy that got attacked by the sea fleas, you know, I'd be like, quick, describing this as unusual and quit being surprised. I don't know why that bothers me. Oh, I'm so surprised. It never happens. But with you, it did. Okay. God, if you're in the water in Australia and you feel something tingling on your foot, my first thought is going to be, number one, shark. Get the fuck out of the water. I'm not going to just ignore it. This guy's like, eh, whatever. Oh, some God. Tingling.
These pictures are really...
Really what?
Are really unreal of his... Yeah. Of his bloody feet.
Yay!
It looks like there's... It looks like he was shot with birdshot.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's one picture where they looks like they just wiped it away, and you can see all the little holes where they bit and they ate his skin.
Is there a thing in Australia, is there a movement or anything out there that says people shouldn't be in the fucking water anymore? Because... I mean, I know
no,
this...
No, he even said, the kid's even saying he'll go back.
Oh, of course. Of course, you fucking dickhead. You can't see these fucking sea fleas.
Well, now he knows he'll just brush it off.
Oh, my God. Away. You fucking dumbass. At least with a shark, you can see it coming. Say, that big fucking eating machine over there is coming over here, so I'm going to leave.
Right.
These sea fleas, these anticoagulants, whatever the fuck. Then guess what? I'm bleeding out. I'm going to get... It's Australia, so I'm going to run onto the sand, wipe off the blood, but oh, look, here's a brown snake.
Good thing it was just his legs.
Oh, did it bite his dick?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. I mean, why wouldn't it?
I don't fucking know. These sea fleas don't have any fucking feelings. They just want to eat. They want to eat you.
Although, if he felt pins and needles on his Schwanson, he probably would have...
He should have got out of the water.
Brush that off.
When you're in Australia and you're in the fucking water because you're an idiot, and anything weird happens, get out of the fucking water, dickhead.
This situation is very unusual. I don't think it's something people should be concerned about.
No, fuck off.
They are quite small and mainly eat dead and dying animals. And because he was standing still while they were biting him, it gave them an opportunity.
I think that is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. Don't be concerned. You're telling me... There's swarming bugs in the water with anticoagulants. I don't know why the fuck. How the fuck does an animal get an anticoagulant in its body to use as a weapon?
That's why? How they evolved, because they eat better.
Evolution? Fuck you.
Like, if a leech wouldn't be able to suck your blood if
yes.
your wound kept closing up, so it
right.
supplies a natural anticoagulant
right.
to keep the blood flowing.
So these sea fleas usually, like, you see, they eat dead shit.
Dead dying.
Oh, God, it's so fucking gross. Then why have the anticoagulant, though? If you're eating a dead thing, why do they evolve?
Dying.
Dying, okay. Oh, great. So now you're dying.
Basically, shit that doesn't move around a lot,
it looks
like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hmm. Oh, sea flea's like, oh, that guy's dying over there. Let's hurry it up for him.
He wasn't moving. He just stood there, I guess. He wasn't even moving around.
What an idiot, man. He's had a great soccer game. Then he went in the water for some fucking
reason.
Now he
can't walk for a couple days because his feet got ate by...
It's going to be a while before you can engage in some footy.
Donald Trump's tweets. Let's get to these because I want to get to the Blumenthal story. Donald Trump tweeted after the failing New York Times one. He then tweeted, "The Trump base is far bigger and stronger than ever before, despite some phony fake news polling. Look at rallies in Penn, Iowa, Ohio, .. next tweet, and West Virginia."
Right. Are these rallies for him or Klan rallies?
"The fact is, the fake news Russian collusion story, record stock market, border security, military strength, jobs... .. Supreme Court pick, economic enthusiasm, deregulation, and so much more have driven the Trump base even closer together. We'll never change."
God.
So,
we'll never change.
Earlier he says bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bigger. In fact, it's obviously not. The numbers show that even among Republicans, he was in the 80s and now he's in the low 70s.
God, he's just lying.
Which is pretty shitty for your own party.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God, yes.
Then he tweeted, "Hard to believe that with 24/7 fake news on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, and WAPO, the Trump base is getting stronger." It is hard to believe because it's not true.
It's real hard to believe. Yeah. It's almost impossible.
So he was obviously watching, we think, CNN.
Okay.
Because they probably did a story about these polls showing that his base is eroding and he right. lost his tiny little mind and the orange little sausage fingers went flying.
Sausage.
Where's my iPhone?
I need to tweet. Why the fuck?
I was going to say Melania, but Melania's right. nowhere in the room with him.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Probably at any point.
Do you think she's going to be involved in these Russian shenanigans? We don't know. I mean, the modeling thing, the human trafficking shit, isn't that her thing, the modeling business?
Well, she was one of them. It might have been trafficked.
Right.
My hope is that she is the leaker. Like, comes out, and we find out that he was threatening her and that she's the secret leaker. That would be kind of fun.
I hope they get her, too. I bet she's evil as fuck, dude. I bet her little fucking fingers are in this fucking human trafficking shit. Doesn't she run Trump modeling or something like that? She's not in charge of that. She knows that business. What?
Well, that doesn't mean that she's running it.
Yeah.
She was a model. I don't know.
She probably knew something. Yeah, don't. Maybe. Listen, Mueller, whatever. Don't ignore Ivanka and don't ignore Melania, even though they're attractive, okay? I just want to say that.
So then he tweeted. Obviously, they said something about him going on vacation.
Yes.
Because then he tweeted, working hard from New Jersey.
Fuck you.
While White House goes through long-planned renovation. Going to New York next week for more meetings.
I hope they renovate it big time. They, like, replace everything in it, dude.
We got to scrub all the black off of it.
We got to scrub the orange off.
And Michelle's penis prints out of that.
Do you think on the chair that he sits in behind, what is that desk called?
The Resolute desk?
The Resolute desk. The desk chair has stains of orange on the upholstery. Is it true? That's why they got those gold curtains, so his tanner doesn't show up when he rubs up against it.
Tacky.
Oh, so everything's tacky.
So then he tweeted, now obviously he saw there was an interview this morning on the CNN.
Yes.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
Hello.
A Democrat.
Right.
Was being interviewed and he was talking about Mueller.
Okay.
And the fact that Mueller had put together a grand jury investigating, helping him investigate
fake news,
all this stuff. Blumenthal said, quote, it was purposeful and relentless, and it involved propaganda and hacking into our machines, or at least an attempt to do it, and potential collusion by the Trump campaign, and then obstruction of justice. That investigation must be pursued, he said.
Yes.
Moments later.
Oh, shit.
At Real Donald Trump, Twitter stream was on fire. Interesting to watch Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut talking about hoax Russian collusion when he was a phony Vietnam con artist.
Is that true?
I guess he did because he apologized about it. I think he overinflated
his service record.
His service record, possibly. Have to look. I even need to look it up and see what exactly they're talking about. But most of the places I was reading are saying it's, you know, kind of much ado about nothing.
Right. I mean, goddamn. I mean, anybody in the GOP party giving a shit about that, they got a lot of room to talk. I mean, they're all a bunch of fucking liars. I don't know anything about this Blumenthal guy.
So I guess he did, but he apologized about it.
Yes.
Years ago, Blumenthal misrepresented his military service, repeatedly conflating his time in Marine Reserves in Washington with those serving overseas in Vietnam.
Well,
the idea that he was a Vietnam veteran became an accepted part of his biography. At one point, he said, he was at a rally, he said, when we returned, we saw nothing like this.
Well, he did return from
We have
somewhere.
Learned something important since the days that I served in Vietnam, he said in another event. But in reality, he was in the reserves and got 5 military deferments from 65 to 70. he did enlist in 70. Oh, no. So he got deferments, then enlisted in 1970, got a spot in the Marine Reserves, and never went to Vietnam. He later apologized for misrepresenting it, saying he regretted saying he served in instead of during Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. But, you know, people being the National Guard, and still go overseas. My cousin went over to Iraq.
Dad was during the Korean War, but yes, he didn't go to Korea. He was involved in other shenaniganry, some other places.
Yes.
It says there's no evidence of Blumenthal bragged, as Trump claims in his tweets, about battles or conquests. All he did was say, when I was in Vietnam, or when I was at, you know, when we came back.
Jesus, that's...
Untoward, but he apologized.
I mean, barely.
And he, there's no evidence of him crying.
Okay.
When the scandal erupted during his Senate bid, when asked... A Blumenthal spokesman was asked if the senator had ever bragged about Vietnam or cried afterwards. No and no.
No shit.
Were the answers. So that was the first tweet only.
Okay.
Next tweet. So interesting to watch. Blah, blah, blah. Never in U.S. history has anyone lied or defrauded voters like Senator Richard Blumenthal. He told stories about his Vietnam battles and conquests.
He didn't. He didn't. You fucking liar.
How brave he was.
We got to get that buzzer out.
And it was all a lie.
You fucking liar.
He cried like a baby and begged for forgiveness.
I mean, this shitler, he lies about the polls, his base, you know. There's nothing remotely truthful that he ever says.
Oh, like a baby and a child. He's being redundant. He cried like a baby and begged for forgiveness like a child. Now he judges collusion? Question mark.
Hey, dickhead, orange guy. If you end up in jail, are you going to cry at some point, I imagine? I mean, you know, I don't know. When you lose all your fucking money, are you going to cry, you little asshole?
It's apparently it's Purple Heart Day, and Trump tweeted on Purple Heart Day, I thank all the brave men and women who have sacrificed in battle for this great nation, hashtag USA. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was it when Trump said somebody gave him their Purple Heart?
I always wanted one.
I always wanted to get one of these.
To get one of these.
Or to win one of these.
He said when?
Something like that. Let me look it up.
Holy shit. Trump. I mean, God, dude. I mean... Is that's the old you carry someone off the battlefield or you rescue? You've been shot. You have to be shot.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Well, you had
when someone handed it to him as opposed to, I don't know, getting a body part blown off.
Well, he's right. That is easier. The way he got it was easier. I mean, he didn't go to Vietnam because of bone spurs, right? Spurs or something like that. Those are painful. I mean, really.
If you have them.
Yes. We don't know that he had them.
He was out playing baseball, let's not forget, college team or whatever. When he
wore some inserts.
When he had those bone spurs that would prevent him from going to Nam.
Jeez, this guy is such a cunt. I mean, you know.
My dad has a Purple Heart. Had a Purple Heart.
Yeah, well, I mean. But he got shot? Was he shot?
He got polio while he was wherever he was.
Oh my God.
Interestingly enough.
Right.
So there you go. Trump says Blumenthal
fucking liar.
Lied about Vietnam, which he did, but that he bragged about conquests and battles, which he didn't, and that he cried. And he didn't. He apologized for it. He said, I should have said during Vietnam instead of in Vietnam or at Vietnam. Untoward, but Jesus Christ, far more horrible things people have lied about than that.
Yes.
And that was kind of, wasn't huge.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As far as those kind of lies.
I mean,
he was in the armed services.
Right.
He didn't, he wasn't like George W. Bush, who somehow got into the Texas National Guard.
Yes.
There's no record of him ever showing up.
Yeah, if you're in the GOP and you want to call people liars, you really should pump the fucking brakes. George W. Bush lied us into a whole fucking war. Yeah. 250,000 Iraqis dead. A shit ton of Americans dead. What the fuck? Trump just lies. I mean, God, at least when, I mean, even if you hated Obama, even if you're a racist dickhead, I mean, you know, I did you believe Obama was lying to you all the time?
Well, yeah, he's Kenyan.
I mean, you know, when fucking Trump is just even being casual in an interview and just talking, musing about shit, he's probably lying. He probably lies all the fucking time. When he tells the truth, it's got to feel weird. Last time he told the truth, I think he pulled out his back, didn't he?
What a great word, fusillade.
Fusillade. What is it?
Trump's Twitter fusillade was apparently set off by Blumenthal's appearance on CNN earlier Monday.
God damn. God, we have a shitty president. Shitty government. Can you imagine the GOP has a Senate, the House, and the fucking presidency, and they can't do shit?
Wait a second. Where did this tweet go? Did he delete a tweet? I'll be very disappointed if he did. No, he didn't. I think Senator Blumenthal should take a nice long vacation in Vietnam, where he lied about his service, so at least he can say he was there. This is our president.
God, Trump, I mean, you didn't do anything. You had heel spurs.
That's the most recent. That was an hour ago, so he's still doing this. So he tweeted about Purple Heart Day. Then he tweeted, the fake news media will not talk about the importance of the United Nations Security Council's 15-0 vote in favor of sanctions on North Korea. I heard about it on every outlet.
Absolutely.
Every single outlet that I flipped around to, they talked about...
I heard about this.
...the sanctions on North Korea.
You know, Donald, he shouldn't talk about people's military shit. I mean, the Purple Heart comment he made was fucking tasteless. What he said about John McCain was fucking, I don't even know.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Then Trump tweeted, went back to the Times, how much longer will the failing New York Times, with its big losses and massive unfunded liability?
Massive. Unfunded liability, meaning...
It owes a lot of money that because it can't back up.
Fucking liars or something like
and that. And non-existent sources remain in business. Meanwhile, it's as far as it's reported, subscriptions have never been higher in recent times because of this.
They're making lots of money because of your shit.
And then he tweeted that last one, which is, I think Senator Blumenthal should take a nice long vacation. Vietnam. Because right. Blumenthal took a swing back.
Yes.
Blumenthal, in response.
Yes.
He had a press conference.
Right.
Said that he would not be deterred. Quote, those are slurs. I will not be distracted or bullied by them. Here he is talking.
I mean, fucking Melania's thing is supposed to be anti-bullying. Can you imagine this shit? She's married to the biggest one. Literally.
The special counsel and the president of the United States are on a collision course. They are heading toward a constitutional confrontation that could lead to a crisis. And it should be avoided. The best way to avoid it, and maybe the only way, is through legislation to protect the integrity and independence of the special counsel.
So he's supporting, I don't know if they're combining the bills or whatever, but that some senators, bipartisan groups, put together to try to make sure that it would be more difficult for Trump to fire Mueller, that they'd they'd have to go through three-judge panel kind of process if Trump wanted to fire
Mueller. It's impossible for him to fire him, right?
Without cause. No. Well, he can't do it directly. He has to tell the right now it would be the deputy AG because Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III has done recused himself.
For real this time.
And it would have to be Rosenstein.
Yes.
To who would fire Mueller. But when he was asked by the Senate committee about that, he said, well, I couldn't do it without a reason.
Yeah, why would I fire him? I mean,
there would have to be a reason.
But
and
if
the the fact that he hired some of his staff that were former Democrat donors,
yes,
donors to the Democratic Party, ain't a reason.
Right. You can't.
It's interesting. They squeal. Even Kellyanne Conway was saying, well, you know, Mueller's got his team of mostly Democratic donors.
Oh my
that are
God.
Investigating, which is not true.
Right.
Most, I don't believe. And even if it was, so that means then that Mueller should only hire Republican donors.
Yes.
I'm sure that's going to be a fair and balanced.
Oh, absolutely.
What the fuck are these people talking about? If he hires a balanced team, who cares?
Well, because the GOP, they think of Democrats as lying, cheating,
right.
scumbags.
But the Republicans will be fair, of course.
Anti-baby, anti-God, you know, fucking fetus killers. I mean, to be fair,
Well, I'm a little anti-baby, but...
Yeah. No, I didn't mean to say anti-baby.
Especially on planes.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah. See, that's why we need this teleportation or that... You know, the transporter beam kind of shit where you can beam matter from one point to the other.
I love babies, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I'm joking.
Let it be known.
I've sat for many.
Yes.
Not a big fan of the diaper thing, but who is?
I am. Somebody out there.
I love it.
Welcome to North Hollywood.
So there you go. Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal saying, I will not be bullied.
Fuck you, man.
And that's when apparently Trump saw that I will not be bullied. And then he came out with that last one where I think he should go to Vietnam.
Our president's a fucking bully.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. God.
I mean, our country's kind of been a bully for a while.
Yes.
But now we've got a real, real asshole of one at the helm. Yeah, I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This is much easier.
Right.
Saw that story too.
He's so stupid.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're here
Hello.
2 to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 Pacific.
Yes.
5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Right. Download us. Tell your friends about us. And by the way, if you want to buy some shit on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Anything you buy at that fucking site, we get a piece of. It don't cost you shit.
So some rich fuckery going on.
Rich fuckery.
I think I talked a little about this earlier. Gazillionaire Steve Forbes.
Yes. He doesn't blink. Is he the guy that doesn't blink? He ran for president and he never blinks. Am I getting it mixed up with some other dish?
He did run for president, but I don't remember the non-blinking thing. That's very reptilian.
He doesn't fucking blink. Michael Moore did something there's some Michael Moore movie that came out. They let the camera sit on Steve Forbes, and then you counted how long before he moved his fucking eyelids. It's like never.
Steve Forbes.
Yes.
Is having his really expensive underwear getting in a knot.
Yes.
Because of Steve Bannon, his reported plan where he wants Trump's tax plan to include a tax hike.
Oh.
For the high income earners to over 40%.
Oh, shit.
Billionaire Steve Forbes. Not happy about
no.
that.
Come on, Steve.
During an interview on the CNBC.
He's a fucking billionaire.
That kind of populism Ronald Reagan would have choked on.
Fuck Ronald Reagan. Fuck him.
What people want is a vibrant economy. They don't care if Bill Gates gets richer. They want to know, is my paycheck going up? Are my prospects improving? Yes, I concur. The problem is, the reason we care about Bill Gates and cunt waddles like you, Forbes, getting richer is you're getting richer at the expense of the rest of us.
Doesn't he see that? Doesn't he see that with income inequality? Hey, Steve, did you not see the whole Occupy Wall Street movement? The Occupy?
Oh, those smelly hacky sack players? The unwashed down in the parks?
You know, I hate that people poo-poo that movement. They're like, oh, well, nothing happened. Bullshit!
No, there's still Occupy. It's still an entity.
It's a word. We talked about it. People talk more about income inequality now, you fucking assholes.
According to recent reports, Steve Bannon wants to raise taxes on the high income earners to help give Trump's upcoming tax plan more of a populist oomph.
Oh, yes.
So it's not just seen as a giveaway to the wealthy.
It is.
Bannon wants tax hikes on the wealthy to help pay for tax cuts to businesses and to middle class taxpayers. Well, I agree on tax hikes for the wealthy. I agree on tax cuts for the middle class. Tax cuts for businesses.
No.
Small businesses, yes. Because they have a point that small businesses are fucked. The reason small businesses are fucked with regulations and taxes is because the big businesses want to stamp them out
right.
and take over. And they want no small businesses because Walmart wants to take over your town.
Absolutely. You know what they're not talking about there? Talking about the rich business and the middle class. Well, dude, what about poverty? What about these people living at the bottom?
Well, get a job. Stop being
those
black.
Those are the people you have to, those are the people you have to be concerned about, right? That's the first, those are the first people their needs should be addressed because they're fucking poor. And Bernie was going to do that.
That's very Christian of them, too. And this is that bullshit trickle down, which we all know doesn't work.
It's garbage.
It doesn't work. It's a lie. It's a fraud.
How long are you fucking asshole Trumpalos going to believe in trickle down? Do you really believe that rich people like this fucking dickhead, Peter Thiel, and then whoever this fucking Steve Forbes, he doesn't even fucking blink. Do you think they hire these accountants they pay shit tons of money to just so their income can trickle down to poor people?
And
bullshit!
He even kind of says it here. It says, during the same interview, Forbes also said, the GOP should concentrate simply on cutting taxes rather than enacting a broader overhaul aimed at simplifying the tax code, as the failed effort to repeat Obamacare had left the party too bloodied for another protracted political battle. Well, just cut taxes. What are you going to do? How are you going to offset the loss in revenue? You guys always scream about deficits.
Right. Well,
cut taxes, bitch. And what are you going to? Oh, well, I know how they're going to offset it. With SNAP benefits.
Oh, yeah.
With Medicaid, with whatever
they're
going
to take from the least of us.
Yep.
It's unfucking real.
And these people keep saying, well, you guys just want wealth redistribution. What has been going on for 40, 50 years? But wealth redistribution, it's just going in a direction that's not helping anybody except a tiny amount of assholes. For the most part, there might be a few good ones,
right?
But for the most part, these one percenters and these really, really ultra rich are proving themselves to be greedy fuckholes.
And the day is going to come when you greedy fuckholes are going to get yours, and you're going to be sorry you weren't a little bit more altruistic. Trickle down.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Quit selling us on this fucking trickle down. My God.
We don't advocate violence.
No, fucking. I'm not saying that at all. But. I mean, you're telling me that the poor of this country that are getting shot by the cops, nobody's raising the fucking minimum wage. Well, are they just going to stay poor forever and just like, okay, I'm waiting for trickle down? They're going to keep believing that shit?
Get out and vote.
I mean, at some point, the party's going to be over for people like Steve Forbes and a fuckstick like Peter Thiel. You're garbage. Ugh. Raise the fucking minimum wage, you fucking assholes. That's immoral that they're not doing that. It's fucking moral.
So there you go. Steve Forbes, rich asshole.
God, what a garbage person. You're garbage. I click on that Forbes website. Is that his website? The Forbes site? I hate myself.
Family.
I'm making you money, you piece of shit.
American publishing executives.
Blah. Fuck off.
Twice a candidate for the Republican nomination.
God. this guy's saying that the only way to save the Republican Party is tax cuts. The only way to save the Republican Party is you better raise a fucking minimum wage. You better do some shit to help the people.
Well, and again, dickheads. Steve Forbes is a privileged cunt waddle who crawled out of a rich vagina. It's not, he didn't build this empire. His daddy.
He's not incredibly
built
talented.
The empire.
God.
If I recall.
He doesn't know.
Malcolm Forbes was the one who built the empire. His daddy. How is this old white man qualified to opine on what should happen in the country when he has had his bunghole licked and his hands washed for him and his toenails clipped for him his entire fucking cunting life? And even if they, on the rare occasions where they say, go out and get a job to their rich kids, there's always that safety net that they have. Like when Romney says, well, mother and I went, oh, he didn't call her mother, whatever the hell. What was Romney's wife's name? I forget already.
Shitbag.
June Cleaver Romney.
Right.
When Romney said, the wife and I lived in a one-bedroom apartment after I graduated.
You know, man.
Even if the dad said, okay, go out and struggle and make money, there's a zillionaire parent there that if there was an accident, if there was a health issue, you think Mittens Romney and his wife in their shitty one-bedroom would have had to go on Medicaid to pay for the...
Fuck no.
Right.
And you know what a lot of people don't talk about is like the general stress of being poor, knowing that what the fuck am I going to do if I can't pay fucking rent?
Right.
I hope my landlord's reasonable. I mean, you know, I know a lot of these trust fund shitbags from Los Angeles. That fucking garbage city is littered with them. And those people, even if they have a job, you talk to them and you look at them, there's not a line on their fucking face because they're not really nervous.
There's that safety net.
Sure, they work at a coffee shop, but somehow they got a hybrid car. They got a nice apartment. I don't know how the fuck that happens.
And I know a prime example of one whose father, blue collar,
yes,
worked his ass off through school, had a successful business, made a lot of money. Not like Forbes money, but you know, a few hundred thousand a year, let's say, back in the day,
yes,
was good money. This person was then, nobody's listening. I'm not, so if I give a little bit of identifying information, then dad financed a seat on the stock exchange. This is like $7,500,000 to buy a spot in the Chicago Stock Exchange or something like that.
Yeah, what do you do with
that? To go and trade, to be a trader.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that. That went tits up. Lost all that money, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So then he was ruined.
No, because they moved out of state back to where the family was.
Yes.
And dad bought him a house.
You see,
to help them.
Yes.
And then the wife got a job teaching. She works hard. She's a teacher. But he's a Republican. And he talks about the takers and the welfare. And I want to grab him and shake him and say, you're welfare.
You're the fucking taker.
How is what happened with you not welfare?
They're the takers.
He talks about himself like he's this self-made man who struggled his whole life.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, You
shove that violin up your fucking ass.
Right. It's just so bizarre to me that they don't recognize this privilege. I was my dad worked in a factory. My dad didn't have a high school education. He didn't. He never graduated high school. He worked in a factory his whole fucking life. Worked his ass off. Put me through Catholic school.
Right. And then you know what?
And I think I'm privileged. I admit my privilege, my white skin privilege.
Yeah, that's a layer, right? Imagine if you're an immigrant. You're an immigrant. Your family immigrated over here.
And my middle class
Mexican.
Privilege, even.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Right.
In Chicago.
I had that.
I acknowledge that.
I had that. My life was, my dad always had a good job.
But my dad worked his ass off and shit, you know, and it wasn't. Now, he'd probably be in the kind of job that Trump would want to be minimum wage.
Oh, absolutely. Fucking absolutely.
No.
He
was more skilled than that.
These fucking GOP people that are in charge now are different than what we've had before. These people, these Tea Party fucks, along with these corporatist fucks,
Trumpists,
are just fucking taking religion, co-opting it, yeah, and using it to fuck the country in the ass, and we are taking it.
Right.
Because of Jesus, and I don't know what else. Without racism. Permission. Imagine if you're black in this country right now. Imagine.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's frustrating as fuck. I don't understand.
Imagine if you're gay. I mean, you know, the GOP is outwardly hostile.
Yeah. And this guy's a little racist too, by the way. I once had a conversation.
Who is this?
The one who is...
Oh, the stock exchange guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course.
I remember having a conversation with him, and he said, come on, you know what those people are like.
Those people?
To black people.
Oh, the people that built the country that allowed you to have you buy your kid, your fucking shitbag kid, a seat on some fucking stock exchange? Those people? Yeah.
Right. They're takers.
You know what poor people are like? Well, they're poor. And every once in a while they get pissed off because they're fucking poor and they're working their ass off.
Well, and the fact that the thumb of white supremacy has been on every scale. They're not even allowed on the scale.
God, imagine.
Let alone
imagine you're fucking
having
poor.
The weight against them.
Yeah, yeah. You have all the financial stress, and on top of that, people don't like you because you have, you know, a certain pigment on your fucking skin.
Walk into a bank and try to get a small business loan as a black person for your neighborhood. It's called redlining. Look it up, bitches.
Yeah, bitches. Redline.
And
this.
I don't mean our wonderful listeners. I mean the...
No, fuck no.
The assholes.
Our listeners are woke!
Reagan would have choked on tax hikes on the rich. Good. Then maybe we would have had fewer problems.
We would have been had Reagan lost and Jimmy Carter won, it would have been better.
Had
this
George,
whole fucking country would have been
had
better.
Had George H.W. Bush beaten Reagan, we would have been better off.
Yes.
He called it voodoo economics.
Yeah.
He was even the one who was like, this is some bullshit.
Hey, listen.
But somehow,
right?
The top half of a tenth of a percenters who own all the media have for 40, 50 years, like the Koch cunts and those guys, have put it out there that rich is the best and rich people are better than you.
Yeah,
you can have this if you work hard, which is a lot.
Oh, here's the bullshit carrot. Right, it's all stick right up your ass. I'm gonna say this. And I know a lot of listeners are probably in the same boat we are. You go to these, the holidays are coming up. You got your fucking Thanksgiving and your Christmas. You see all your family. And I know you got maybe a racist aunt or uncle or some weird ass second, whatever the fuck, that, you know, blowhards that puke out their bullshit GOP garbage. And, you know, because you're a nice person, you sit there and you kind of take it and you're polite because you just want to get through the fucking meal. And you want to go in the back and smoke weed or whatever. Don't let him do it. Just fucking give it to him. Give it right back to him. Fuck him! I'm done being nice over the mashed potatoes. Fuck your politics. If you're going to shove your GOP shit down my throat, I'm going to shove it right back in your throat, my liberal shit. What do you think about that? We got to get mad at these fucking racists. All right.
And
fuck these little fleas with these anticoagulant shit. That sucks too.
We talked a little bit on our last episode on Friday, Faithless Friday, but we also talked about this McMaster stuff that's going on where they loved them some McMaster before, but now on the right, now they don't like him because apparently he hasn't been sucking enough Trump cock.
Ooh, yummy,
for their tastes. And he had the audacity to fire a couple of Bannon, toadies from the NSC.
Oh, okay.
And, so then, now there's apparently a war between McMaster and Bannon going on.
Ooh.
Trump, of course, seems to love this shit. He thinks it's fucking Apprentice or Survivor.
Does he think this creates the best solutions or something?
They say that's how he has managed. I can't imagine a more toxic work environment than being intentionally hired to battle with other people on your alleged team.
Yes. Have you ever watched?
I can't think of a worse way to manage.
I've never seen, I watch baseball, and I've never seen a team win the World Series where they're like, you know, most people on this team, they fucking hate each other. I've never seen that. It seems it's like they the opposite. Really love each other.
When you've got when you've got disruptive players that start fighting with people, they tend to get rid of them, even if they're good.
Absolutely.
Because of the disruption that it causes the rest of the team.
Hello, Albert Bell.
But not apparently the way Trump runs things.
Milton Bradley.
So Trump so now we had Lunkhead, Sean Hannity, and Alex Jones, who was, and all the Trumpansies out there saying that McMaster, Hannity couched it a little bit. Hannity was like, well, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure about this. Or no, it was Alex Jones. I'm not sure about this. He was talking about Kelly.
Right.
I'm not sure about Kelly, but McMaster's a Wahhabist. He's a Wahhabist, just like Obama.
What is a Wahhabist? Is that
it's the Wahhabi form of Muslim religion that the Saudis practice.
And that's what McMaster is? He's a Wahhabist?
He's not.
No, I'm a Wahhabist.
But according to the lunatics.
Yes.
Well, now, of course there's no Russian anything or conclusion or anything going on, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
Although now there are stories out that the social media bots.
Yes.
All the fake accounts, the millions of fake accounts that are out there have started attacking McMaster. The Russian linked bots.
Oh, my God.
Are now promoting the ouster of McMaster.
What are they doing? Just throwing out like fake stories about this guy to
Russian
malign him?
Affiliated
like
bots have been caught tweeting articles, including one recently published at Breitbart.com.
Oh, okay.
Attacking National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and pushing the hashtag FireMcMaster on Twitter.
Hey, man, you know what I don't understand about this? If I'm McMaster and I see, oh, look at this bullshit story about me and Breitbart. Don't you get out of your office, you walk down to wherever Bannon's at and say, hey, dickhead, what's up with this shit? What is this? This is bullshit. Why are you printing this, fuckface? Aren't we on the same fucking team?
Fuck you, you cuck.
Is that what he would say?
Fuck you, you pussy. If you can't handle it, get out of the ring.
Cuck, do you think...
That's the atmosphere. Look at Sebastian Gorka. The pajama boys are gone.
Oh, yeah.
And the alpha males are back in the White House. That's a quote. The pajama boys
has
the
word cuck been used in the White House in a non-ironic
way.
I
have no doubt. Yeah. Probably within the past few minutes.
God. It's the worst.
Steve Miller is in there. That's probably one of his favorite words. You know, along with the N-word and kike.
I saw that Pauly Shore thing where Pauly Shore does Steve Miller.
Yeah, it's funny.
It wasn't that funny, but I will say, like, I mean,
he looks just like him. Yeah. He doesn't sound anything.
It's striking.
Like him, but he looks just like him.
It's striking. I mean, God.
The right wing, far-right media,
boom,
Twitter trolls, and fake news purveyors have targeted McMaster, this is over at Media Matters, for what they consider his poor betrayal of Donald Trump's agenda. Their list of grievances has grown as McMaster has been labeled, quote, a traitor.
Yes.
A deep state plant.
Boo.
An Islamist sympathizer.
Okay.
And a globalist.
A globalist. That's my favorite one. Globalist.
There's a group out there that tracks about 600 plus Twitter accounts.
Yes.
That they believe are linked to Russian influence operations.
Oh, shit.
Russian bots and trolls are now promoting these articles smearing.
Yes.
The National Security Advisor and calling for his ouster. Isn't that a coincidence that Breitbart,
okay,
and then the Russian bots now are going after McMaster.
Well, you're not being fair and balanced. Tell me what the liberal bots are doing. What are they doing? Who are they
going
after?
Where are the liberal bots?
I don't know.
I want a benevolent billionaire to start funding some liberal bots out there. Fuck that shit. Fight fire with fire.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, how would that work even? We put fake liberal.
No, real news.
Oh, yeah, real news. We need that. You're right.
The bots have also promoted at least one attack on those reporting on the attack.
Oh, shit.
To out McMaster. So they're also saying, look at the deep state covering, making up fake news about fake bots.
God, that's so evil.
And then the fake bots push that news.
Yeah. I mean, what it does.
Saying, look, they're calling us fake.
Right. But what it does to me, it like gives it more context and more weight because there's just more shit out there about it.
Right.
It makes it look real.
And if you block all libtards,
yes,
and you only watch Breitbart News and you only watch Fox News, that's all you're going to start hearing now is all your Russian bot trolls saying hashtag fire McMaster.
Listen,
because he's a traitor.
Right. I'm going to say something, and I don't want to reference who this is or name any names. It's not important. But I did walk into a friend of mine's house, and on the television.
Not me.
No, not you. Of course not you. They're playing Alex Jones on the news.
I know who this is.
Yeah, but it looks just, the thing is, man, it looks just like CNN. He's in front of a green screen. He's on that desk. I mean, yeah, he sounds like a loon.
It's like a sweaty ranting CNN.
Oh, my God.
He has to mop his head like a preacher.
It looks like a news program. But the guy's just spewing bullshit. Racist bullshit. I mean, you know, the Alex Jones people and even Breitbart, I mean, don't you feel like it's insightful? Like it makes people.
What do you mean?
It emboldens people to do racist things, to be racist, to say shitty things.
Oh, inciting. Yeah.
Insightful. God, not insightful. It's not insightful at all. It's most uninsightful. It incites people. God.
Right, right. So there you go. Russian bots.
Insightful.
Are out in mass.
Oh, yes.
To go after McMaster because he's a deep stater.
Well, really, McMaster should resign. I mean, if he is a quote-unquote an adult and he has any fucking integrity, he should resign.
No, I'm kind of the argument, stay there. We could use, even if you're a warmongering general who's a nut job, I'd still rather have someone with a little scruples in there than this anarchist, this Trump Bannon. Well, Trump doesn't care about anything.
Are they doing any good though?
The Bannonists and the Steve Millers of the group are pretty fucking terrifying. Because remember, Bannon wants chaos.
Yeah, don't we have it?
He wants more.
Right. I mean, oh God, I did hear that some news reporter was saying that like the adults are actually hurting. I mean, they're hurting the cause. I mean, they're propping up Schittler. They're prolonging this. Like, isn't McMaster prolonging this?
But McMaster may also be keeping us from nuking, from preemptively striking North Korea.
Right.
And when Mattis allegedly got pissed last week when Trump was shitting on the generals that are running Afghanistan and being like, why isn't this over? I promised it would be over.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 6 months. What the fuck, guys?
Didn't Schittler read anything about, like, the Russians in Afghanistan and shit like that?
A decade or two?
The
Russians trying to kill the Afghanis and they couldn't, yeah.
Where the fuck did Trump go to school?
Wharton School of Business.
Oh, my God.
It's very important. It's very exclusive.
Do you think he wrote one report? Do you think he read one fucking book?
No doubt that there was somebody writing shit for him.
Absolutely. I've got bone spurs.
I'm just seeing. We didn't. I think this happened over the weekend, so I don't know that we talked about Eric Bolling at all.
Yes. Oh my God, I fucking forgot.
Eric Bolling over at Faux News is suspended.
Does he use a selfie stick or no?
Pending an investigation.
Yes, an investigation.
when a report came out that over a dozen sources had claimed that they were aware of the fact that Eric Bolling had sent dick pics.
A dozen people?
Unsolicited dick pics. Fox News host Eric Bolling for years has made sexist remarks on air. We've played many of them. He's also the a-hole. He's kind of one of the poster children for white privileged ass fuckery.
Oh, absolutely.
Lunkhead.
Sure.
Wealthy white guy of bro. Privilege.
A disgusting bro.
He is also the one who called Mike Ditka a wussy because Mike Ditka, I don't know, listened to doctors and science and said, hey, they're finding out that these kids are getting brain damage from concussions from football.
Walk it off, pussy.
And Eric and Mike Ditka said, honestly, I don't think if I had kids right now in grammar school or high school that I would put them into football. And Eric Bolling was like, oh, I can't believe he's such a wussy. I don't know what's going on with him. What's with that? I'm a big man. I'm sending my kid to break his fucking neck and mush his brains. My kid's no pussy.
What a lucky kid you
have.
What
a great father.
Oh, I know. Jeez.
What a wonderful father.
Well, hopefully.
There's scientific evidence that what your kid's doing may be giving him brain damage.
Yeah.
Well, be a pussy. Get out there. Walk it off.
I mean, hopefully, you know, the nanny raises this child.
And
I mean, he's at work all day. Not anymore.
Eric Bolling having football when he was a kid explains everything.
Oh, yeah. Now he's showing his dick to everybody he works with.
He's been suspended from Fox pending investigation into whether he sent, quote, lewd photos to female coworkers. Bolling sent, quote, unsolicited photo of male genitalia via text message to at least three Fox colleagues.
Did Steve Ducey get a pic or no?
Following the report over at the HuffPost.
Hello?
One woman.
Yes.
Eric, I got this accidental text from you.
Accidental? What do you think about this dick, Steve? Give me an honest opinion. Is it nice?
I'm going to send it to Ainsley.
Oh, yes.
With mine and see which she likes better.
Megan, what did you think about my cock?
What is wrong with people sending it? We've had this discussion at work? Frequently offline. I don't. Someone you're dating and fucking and showing your wang to, I get. I think that's crazy. I think my credo is no pictures, no writing.
Right.
Don't put anything in pictures. Don't put anything in writing.
Never say anything.
Because they can and will be used against you in the future.
Yes.
But this, to people you don't know or barely know. I just met you. Hey, how's it going? I work with you. Here's my cock.
Well, let me explain something to you. A lot of these rich white guys are drunk with power. My God, you're talking about Eric fucking Bolling. He's a big-time television guy. He's a mogul. He has his own office at Fox.
Yeah, it is. It's hubris.
It's like Caligula.
Combined with stupidity.
How do you, if it's your first day at Fox and you're a woman, are you nervous? I'm nervous. I mean, it's, right? It's creepy over there.
After the HuffPo report, one of the women came forward.
Yes.
To tell her tale. This is a woman who was on the air. Bolling referred to her as Dr. McHottie.
God, did we do that story?
No, we talked about it.
Dr. McHottie.
Bolling, it says here, has a pattern of making sexist remarks.
Dr. McHottie.
When he was on The Five. In 2014, he had to apologize for asking if the first female pilot... I remember this story. The first female pilot for the United Arab Emirates...
Oh, my God.
...who conducted bombing against Islamic State terrorists... quote, would be considered boobs on the ground.
You know, Eric.
That's a little funny, but no, but
not
untoward.
You know, fucking stupid. What a fucking idiot.
Later that year, he said men are, quote, more successful and better leaders than women.
You want to see my dick? Let me show you my big cock.
2013, he whined that allowing girls to play football is part of the wussification of American men.
Come on, guys. Nut up. Send some pics of your cock around.
He criticized the story of a 9-year-old girl playing football saying, let boys be boys. Let the girls be girls. In 2015, when co-host Kimberly Guilfoyle remarked that anything a guy can do, a woman can do better, he cackled.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I can send a better dick pic than you.
So there you go. In an August 6th article, CNN reported that that's yesterday.
Yes.
Bolling's attorney said that Bolling, quote, denies the claims that he sent lewd photos.
Ooh.
And may return once the investigation once the investigation is complete.
Man.
His attorney denies the claims, but there was a quote before that said he doesn't believe he sent anything. Like, I don't believe I sent anything like that, was his first statement. I don't think I sent anything like that.
Is he on LSD, Elon? I mean, you know, maybe he doesn't remember. I mean, damn. Hey, is it that, isn't he busy? I mean, he runs a show at Fox. I mean, he's on it. When you're not reading the teleprompter, I'm going to take a picture of my dick and send it to people.
How gross. I mean, if you're pursuing someone, I just don't get it. I mean, and you're not getting the reaction you want from them. So you think sending a picture of your cock is going to put them over and they're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to hop on that.
Well, I mean, you know, we haven't seen it. Maybe it's beautiful.
Does he know how women work?
No. Fuck, he works at Fox.
Or how women think? How civilized humans think?
He probably thinks that women shouldn't have the right to get in a fucking abortion. So, yeah, here's cock. You know, why not?
Crazy.
It is fucking bananas. He probably watches The Handmaid's Tale and think, oh, perfect. Perfect. Lovely.
So we'll keep you informed on the gaping hole in the afternoon hosting now on Fox.
What other gross white asshole are they going to dig up for his job? I mean, talk about expendable. God, Eric, you know, you idiot. You're somehow you're at the top of the food chain in journalism. You got an on-camera job. How much do you think he's making? A shit ton. He's making a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Sure, probably millions.
Yeah.
Eric fucking Bowling.
Send your dick to, I don't know. Who knows? You're an idiot.
I've got another story here. Thanks for joining us. We got 15, 20 minutes left here in the big show.
Yes.
This is a story I saw from, this is a flashback story just to show you that, that Donald Trump has been a giant drizzling ass bag for ever.
When do you think was the last moment in his life he wasn't a dickhead? 5 years old?
I don't know. When did he punch the teacher? That was grammar school.
It was like fifth grade, right?
Something like that. And he got shipped off to military school because he was a horrific little fuck.
I bet the last time he was truly nice was probably 10 or 11. Maybe. I don't even know. Maybe he was a dickhead as a toddler. Who knows?
Unless you're a supermodel.
Super.
Then he wants to grab your pussy and be really nice to you.
But, I mean, he's
don't
nice.
Don't worry, when I kiss you, I had Tic Tacs.
Yeah, he's nice enough to make his breath fresh before he sexually assaults you.
I've got choices.
Yes.
God, Alex Jones is so hard to pass up.
Do it, man. I mean, don't do it. Don't pass it up.
But there's another story I want to get to that's scarier. I'm going to do the scary story. This is from it's sent out by Raw Story.
It's
my Andrea Mitchell moment. Sent out by Raw Story.
Yes.
But it's initially from a website called The Trace. I wasn't aware of The Trace before, but
okay.
It seems pretty okay.
The Trace.
But it's about these right-wing militias.
Oh, my God,
and these crazy paramilitary groups. A Yale University historian,
okay,
shortly after the election,
right,
named Timothy Snyder, said, "Watch out for the paramilitaries."
Okay,
he said, "The end is nigh when quote men with guns,
yes,
who have always claimed to be against the system, start wearing uniforms and marching around with torches and pictures of a leader with a capital L."
Yeah, that seems pretty fucking creepy.
Right? All these assholes have been running around playing soldier in the woods saying anarchy, anarchy, back to freedom, man, or whatever the fuck they...
Are they carrying around pictures of Hitler?
Well, you know, he's... being figurative, probably. But he now they're worried because it's starting to happen that some of these paramilitary groups,
yes,
that are supposed to be so anti-government, are now starting to align themselves with guess which party?
Oh, jeez. Let me go out on a fucking limb.
Snyder warned when the pro-leader paramilitary and the official police and military intermingle,
yes,
the game is over.
Right.
The trace has found five instances in three different states where anti-government gun groups have aligned themselves with conservative elected officials.
Oh, my God. So now they have their own little weird-ass fucking army, right?
In Oregon,
Boy.
A legislative aide of a state rep there spent 4 days in jail last month for lending a firearm to a fellow member of the 3% group who was prohibited from owning guns due to his felony record.
God damn it, guys. An aide to a fucking politician, a Republican, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's a shocker.
This legislative aide, Angela Roman, and her 3%er friend also attended a pro-Trump rally in March that led to clashes with left-wing groups.
Okay.
And the militia member was arrested on weapons charges after injuring a police officer with pepper spray.
Oh, my God. Sprayed a cop with pepper spray? With mace? That shit's intense, man. What the fuck?
The Republican Party of Multnomah County, Oregon. Agreed to hire 3% members as well as right-wing Oath Keepers to provide security at future GOP events.
What the
saying
fuck?
They're natural allies because of their mutual support for Trump. So there you go.
That's
they're
bad.
Aligning. They're going to be working side by side with the local sheriffs and police.
Yes.
These nutty right-wing militias, of which I'm willing to bet some have membership cards in both.
Oh, yeah.
Popo.
Fuck yeah.
And 3%ers.
Of course. Ah, God, that's horrible, man.
The local party chairman said his enemies are my enemies and his enemies are all our enemies.
Oh, great.
We are really in a life or death battle for the future of our society.
How fucking creepy.
This is the local Republican Party chairman in Multnomah County, Oregon.
Can these people, when they're working security, can they stop people? I mean, are they allowed to do that? And
no, well, I don't. If you're hired as actual security, I guess you're empowered
harass?
With. I don't know. I think on private property, but I think that's very limited what they could do. But one guy sprayed a cop with pepper spray.
What do you think it's like if they're protesters? Do you think they intimidate them? Do you think they get in their
I'm
fucking
face? Oh, I'm sure
they're
warm and cuddly.
Oh, yeah.
They try to reason with them.
All right.
In Michigan, nearly two dozen armed members of the Great Lakes 3%ers.
Oh, my God.
And other militia groups stood guard outside a town council meeting.
Yes.
After an armed left-wing group called Redneck Revolt. We talked about them.
Right.
The left-wing militia.
Man.
Redneck Revolt are people who are they're rednecks.
Yes.
Who are anti-Trump, who are pro-labor.
Yes.
And armed like crazy.
Right. Great. It's wonderful. Everybody's armed like fucking crazy, man.
That group protested violent threats against Muslims by the village president. So there were protests, and this Redneck Revolt showed up. These are left-wing protesters that show up strapped.
Well, what are you supposed to do? At some point, what are you fucking supposed to do if you're on the left? Got all these armed bands of GOP loons going around. They're all racist and shit.
The Mike Jenkins, right-wing group's leader, admitted to coordinating the demonstration with the conservative elected official.
Fuck ye.
Said, we're not here to intimidate anybody from the other side.
Then what's with the guns, dickhead?
In Texas, the Texas State Militia members turned up last month to offer security during a peaceful protest at a public event for Governor Greg Abbott, who had just announced his reelection campaign.
They showed up to protect the czar of fucking Texas. Yeah. This is so fucking disturbing, man. This is fucked up. This is like Afghanistan. That's how Afghanistan operates.
Right.
Bunch of tribes running around with armed motherfuckers.
Danny Diaz, a community organizer, a community organizer for one of the pro-immigrant protest groups.
Okay.
A good guy.
Right.
Said there really was no need for semi-automatic weapons and the Texas militia. It was just teachers, students, children, immigrants, and people who care for human rights outside his event peacefully protesting.
Yeah.
This type of intimidation tactic was way out of line.
Yeah, and what do you think it
does? We're not intimidating anyone.
What do you think it does to a protest when all of a sudden people show up with guns? Well, it makes everybody nervous.
And they're creating their own scenario because they'll go on social media and say, everybody, we got to go protest Abbott. And then the lunatics will say, the libtards, the violent libtards are coming. We got to protect them. They show up strapped. And then the real violent libtards do show up.
Didn't this happen in West Virginia? We just did this
story. Antifa people.
Something in West Virginia. A similar story.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it sucks.
So we got to keep our eyes on these militias because they're going to be Trump's fucking brown shirts.
Absolutely.
If and when this hits the fan and he gets impeached or dragged down, this is what Alex Jones is talking about. This is what these ass fucks are talking about with their, it's going to be a revolution. There's going to be civil war if they bring Donald Trump down. Even if they find irrefutable evidence to bring that fucker down and indict him on all this shit, I'm worried that these people are going to be like, we don't care. Get your guns. Go to the street.
Trump has laid the groundwork for any whatever Mueller says is going to be bullshit.
Yep.
And he's going to make the case that this is the only solution. We got to have these lunatic armed fuckers.
On that high note.
And fuck these sea fleas.
Oh, my God. We got to go. Listen to all our social media or follow all our social media. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs, et cetera, et cetera. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It helps us out. Thanks to those who do. We appreciate the hell out of it. You guys are awesome. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow him on the Twitter and the Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening, everybody. We're back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
I like to have children.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.